Unit 61, A Quest. Henry was to be betrothed. Betrothed to Madeline, the most beautiful girl in the entire kingdom, whom every other suitor had tried courting over the past year. Her father, a rich landlord, had arranged the marriage on the condition that Henry would complete a task for him. Henry agreed in the foyer of his home without hesitation or any curiosity for what the task might be. Madeline's father told Henry of a group of unsavory peasants who had been terrorizing the far stretches of his lands for the past 3 months. Their primeval beliefs and practices had caused a panic throughout the land that could no longer be tolerated. He charged Henry to embark on a quest to end this mayhem and bring peace back to his land. Henry was not naive. He knew that the quest was dangerous and that Madeline's father did not care about his life. However, he was also a fine warrior with a good head on his shoulders. He knew he could complete the task as long as he acted bravely and courageous. He did not fit into the category of knights in the kingdom, since he did not own land, but he was one of the best fighters alive. Further, he was chivalrous, charming, and kind. He would be a perfect match for Madeline when he returned. Henry gathered a small crew of men and a wagon and set off. Not long into the journey, the chassis on the wagon broke, and they were delayed for many hours. While waiting, they heard tales of the peasants from others on the road. The peasants had been busy. They had fraudulently declared themselves the rulers of the land and had imposed a tax on everyone. Those who did not pay were forced into slavery, where they were maltreated, and sometimes even killed. Once the cart was fixed, the quest resumed down the road. Henry and his men caught up with the peasants far away from Madeline's father's house. Their sinister leader ordered his men to attack, but they were no match for Henry. In the frenzy of swords and shields bashing into each other, Henry found the leader. He smashed him hard with his shield, and the leader gyrated as he fell to the ground in defeat. Victoriously, Henry returned to see Madeline.